Time to talk some more racing. We've got Brad Davidson on the line from Sky Racing. G'day, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And starting to go through the form for day one of the championships, no doubt Giga Kick favourite in the TJ Smith. I wonder what price Nature Strip will start. How do you think the bookies will treat Nature Strip?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, guys. They've definitely taken a stand already, $4.50 out to $5.50, the tab bookies. And I think he might be one, guys, that does continue to drift. We spoke briefly about it yesterday on the show, and you know, we know his best is probably better than these, to be honest, but he is getting older, and I think it's fair to say this year and even towards the end of the spring, take out his first up run in the spring and everything since then, he's just been a bit below par since returning from Royal Ascot last year. So we know going away from home is never easy, and you know, being an older horse now, we've seen it with Eduardo as well. He's just starting to taper off a bit. It's hard to stay at that top level for so long as those two horses are both done. But there's got to come a time where they do start to, you know, to their ability to sustain it at the top level just starts to ease off a bit. And I think we're seeing that with those two horses. They're never ride off champions, and I think Nature Strip is in that category. But saying all that, I think the bookies will take him on this weekend. Giga Kick, obviously your firm favourite after the slashing run first up, where I think if he didn't get sort of interfered with at the start, he would have been right there in the finish, and it looked a perfect TJ Smith trial, really, for what they would have liked to have seen there on that particular day. And he's been kept nice and fresh since then. He looks terrific. I saw a picture of him yesterday, so no doubt the horse to beat, but I think there's a few at odds, the likes of Private Eye and horses like that are ready to run really well too. So fascinating race, that's for sure.
What type of track are you doing your form for?
Yeah, Loz, I think we can safely sort of think a bit better than what we were thinking maybe at the start of the week. Still a soft six this morning, but, you know, 25 degrees today, 25 degrees tomorrow, and then I think around 22 on race day. There is a chance of a few showers on the Saturday, but the next 2 days will clear. So I think heading into Saturday, we should be back close to a good four, really. And then it'll just be a case of if we get rain on race day. So I think a lot of people were looking at wet tracks, but I think we can reassess now and think, you know, good four, soft five, a little bit of genuine give out of it, but very fair track. And those that like better surfaces, I think you've got to come right back into calculations.
Who have Racing Victoria charged with betting offences?
Yeah, they've levelled a charge there yesterday, against jumps jockey Aaron Mitchell. Mitchell allegedly made or facilitated 311 bets on Australian thoroughbred races through a betting account last year between May 26 and December 14. He hasn't ridden since August last year, and none of the bets placed were on races that directly or indirectly involved Mitchell. So that was the news out of Racing Victoria there yesterday. So we'll wait and see what happens with that over the coming weeks.
Okay, mate. Looking forward to getting your mail tomorrow. Thank you.
No worries, guys. We'll have a chat about all the four big group ones and all the races on Championship Day. Look forward to it tomorrow.